Well, you're seeing live images from the endorsement ceremony for President Hassan Rouhani's second term in office, which is currently underway.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
In the name of God, the Blessed, the Merciful.
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في الأرضين.
Saluting the Prophet of Islam and the Shia Imams in Arabic.
علي بن مسرد المرتضى والإمام التقي النقي. وعلى آبائه وأولاده المعصومين المطهرين. جلسه بسیار مهمی است.
Well, this is
an
important
مهم
session there.
و تعیین کننده است.
Also, these are determining days, important days.
تصادف و تقارن این مراسم.
Now the coincidence of this event with the auspicious birth anniversary of Imam Reza, peace be upon him. For the enthusiastic hearts of the Iranian people and the present participants, it's just good omen and good news. So we'll be able, hopefully, as the
همین کشور خود ما و در شهرهای نزدیک به طوس در نیشابور
as the Imam Reza
حدیث معروف سلسله ذهب رو
famous quotation that he expressed in Iranian city a bit farther away from here, and he called the word of monotheism and introduce it as the pillar and foundation of the faith. Hopefully, we too will be able to materialize that the monotheism in our lives, social, personal life, and also in the foundations of the Islamic establishment. Now, the significance of this meeting could be looked upon from two aspects. One being the fact that it's the beginning of a new management period of the country. Well, it is hoped that the officials who, alongside the president-elect, they will pitch in and they will have new initiatives. They'll act more strongly compared to the past. Hopefully, they will be able to win the people's satisfaction and make them happy. And the points that the respected president mentioned in his detailed speech, hopefully, all of those could be fulfilled. Now, the second aspect is the fact that this event is itself a manifestation of religious democracy. This is the 12th session of its kind since day one of the victory of the Islamic Revolution today. That is, the people of Iran, for 12 times since the beginning of the Islamic Revolution, they have played their role in selecting the highest ranking officials of the nation. This is an important issue. Now, the popular vote has also created 10 Islamic Consultative Assemblies, Iranian parliaments, 5 city and village councils have been formed so far, 5 terms, 5 assembly of experts have been in place. These are all the blessings of the Islamic Revolution. Our new generation should not forget that before the Islamic Revolution, we felt the dictatorship, people's being sidelined, inattention to the people when it comes to the running of the affairs of the country. We just felt that because we're older, our youth have not experienced that. So before the victory of the Islamic Revolution, people played no role whatsoever in the administering of the country's affairs and the selecting of the officials. But monarchs, others came and left, and people just were standing by and watching. They had no role. So the Islamic Revolution came and took the people out of the sideline and brought it to the core. The people had all the power in their hands. So this is the 12th time that the result of the people's vote since the beginning of the revolution could be seen in order to manage the executive branch of the government. So that's why this is an important meeting. So we should also remember the great Imam of ours, the late Imam Khomeini. It was in the back of his profound faith and resolution, his great insight and his unique bravery of that great man. That's how Iranian people made these achievements. We officials and also the people, we need to be proud to live in an era when the Almighty God picked a great man for this nation, who was able to make this ocean turbulent. This was not a little thing to do. So the late Imam Khomeini managed to totally change the course of the people of Iran and the country. For long years, for centuries, the monarchy system that was hereditary, and recently during the Pahlavi dynasty, in addition to this stain of the monarchy, there was also another black stain, and that was the intervention of foreigners. Reza Khan was brought to office by the British. They also ousted him, and then they brought Mohammad Reza, his son, to power. And then later, during the 28th Mordad coup d'etat, Americans came. They picked our king. They picked prime minister for us. So they would appoint senior officials in the country. That's what the situation was like before the revolution. Now, the change was introduced by the late Imam. He was the one who set out. It was his bravery, his resolution, his reliance on the Almighty God, his trust in the people. These were the facts that could change the situation and create this establishment. During this era of almost 40 years, a chain of officials, also on their own turn and on their own part, they made efforts, they had some initiatives in place, they did something, they offered service, and they played a role. Well, this is the fruit of the collective efforts of the authorities of the Islamic establishment in the course of the past 40 years. Now, the the result and the outcome is now at disposal of the officials, who today will start operating. As of today, they officially start office. So those who will be appointed to different posts, the colleagues of the respective president, they need to add to this national asset and then deliver it and hand it down to the next generation, to the next officials and authorities, so that day after day, hopefully, we could see further development on a larger scale. Now, in the past four decades, the people and the government have done great things. Scientific infrastructure, lots of activities have been done in this country during this time. And you could not see any of these before the establishment of the Islamic Republic. These great infrastructure did not exist. No, this infrastructure is actually the launching pad of this nation toward the future. The experiences, the capabilities, but this is what the officials have at their disposal as a result of the performance in the past four decades. Now, generations with Islamic mindset and brimmed with incentives, they have been trained and they're now ready. Now, in the early days of the revolution, we did not have so many officials ready to run things as we have now. Today, the youth are prepared to play their role and have a say in various sectors of the, when it comes to administration of the country. We have a lot of them. So this is what the revolution, they are brought up by the revolution. It's been the efforts of the active men and efficient statesmen in the course of the past four decades that have resulted in this great achievement and asset for the people. So the point I'm going to mention is the fact that hopefully they have been able to make interaction with the world. In the past decade, their officials have been able to cooperate with the world, despite the fact that the enemies have always wanted to isolate the Iranian people. The Iranian people did not become isolated. And the enemy, of course, is still busy. One of the points that I insist to repeat and reiterate, and not to let that go away from people's minds, is that the presence of the enemy and his schemes, the first Shaymam says, that's the quotation in Arabic, if you're asleep in the foxhole, in front of you, the enemy, maybe there are some eyes that are awake and watching, and they may take action against you, so you must never sleep. You must always be on the lookout with wide open eyes in all affairs. So officials are the people who should bear this in mind in the first place. The enemy is active, is busy, doing different things, but with the assistance of God and on the back of God's blessing, the people and officials are experienced. They're seasoned now. They have learned lessons. They place sanctions on us. Of course, they created some problems. They put us in some kind of trouble, no doubt about it. But the sanctions caused us to open our eyes on our own possibilities and resources. There were so many capacities that we had, but we were ignorant of them, and we neglected them. when the sanctions were placed against us, we came to our senses, we looked around, and we identified our own domestic potentialities, and we made and tapped into them. Now, today, despite the will of the enemy, we are strong in terms of politics, military, security-wise. We are strong. The Islamic Republic today is much stronger compared to the early years of the revolution, despite all these sanctions, despite all this antagonism. So this means that the schemes that the enemy used against us, we just made use of that in line with the interest of our country, of the open enmity of the enemy, and antagonism made us more resistant. Some of them do this openly as enemies, just like those who are in office in the U.S. and elsewhere in the world. And some of them, their enmity is like iron cast hand in velvet gloves. That's also a kind of antagonism. So in the face of all this enmity and hostility, we became stronger and more resistant. Our self-confidence raised. So today, we're way stronger compared to the early years. Now, the ways to confront the enemy, we also know those ways. Today, the people of Iran, on the back of God's blessing, the people have learned ways to fight back. Officials know how to deal with the enemy, and that's what they're doing. We have further possibilities today. We are also not afraid of the enemy plots and conspiracies. There are also numerous shortcomings. We do not forget this and will not deny that. We should also not deny that we also have great capacities and potentiality. So we can make best use of these untapped capacities and potential, and with the blessing of God, we could push things forward. Now, you officials, especially those of you who will hopefully start operating, helping the president, so you officials, you are the leaders of this powerful establishment. You should know this. Our endeared country and the Islamic establishment has high capacity. There are lots of possibilities and talents. So you should identify each and every one of these talents and should make best use of them. So this is by relying on the revolutionary identity, that's a really important point. And by working in a jihadist style and by enjoying popular support, they have all this material and spiritual assets that you have at your disposal. You're able to push the country forward, and there are three directions that I recommend. The first one being dealing with the people's problems and issues. This is economic problems and subsistence issues. This is the first and foremost thing in the three activities that need to be dealt with simultaneously. The first one is reaching out to domestic issues and seeing into people's problems, their subsistence, economic problems. We need to take this to an acceptable point in the course of the next 4 years. The second direction should be wide-scale interaction with the world. This has always been my recommendation. This is exactly against the point that the enemy and the hegemonic powers are seeking. We can have extensive and wide-scale interaction and cooperation with the world. We can offer assistance to other countries and nations. We can also benefit from their assistance. This is how the social life of humanity is developed, through cooperation, empathy, interaction with the world. Well, our land, our geography, and our numerous possibilities and capacities facilitate this and makes it easy for us. So that's the second direction. And the third one is, in the face of any domineering power or hegemonic power, we should stand strongly. Well, it doesn't matter who the domineering power is, whoever. So we have the United States of America, the regime there. We should stand strongly in the face of the U.S. and on the back of popular support and the people's contribution, you will be able to check their schemes and nullify their conspiracies. Now, for four decades, we have experienced international cooperation, and it shows that the cost of surrendering and bowing down to bullying powers is much higher than the cost of standing against them. So surrendering to the bullying of the bullying powers, it just brings misery to the people and countries. So the ways of progress will be blocked that way, and they will be kept away from human values. These are the with the assistance of God, that we have never surrendered to the world, the arrogance and dominating powers. We have never compromised with them on their demands, and today we are stronger compared to yesterday. We have more possibilities and potentialities compared to the past. We have stood up against them, and we have not surrendered. That's a great experience. Of course, we have also have some martyrs. We have had some who have made sacrifices. Scholars and dignitaries that we have lost. Yet the Islamic Republic moved ahead and made ahead. We have had our slogans. Distinguish hopefully they will I said that this is something that is left in your trust. This responsibility is just what God has trusted you with you. So you need to preserve it. And also in the Holy Quran, it is mentioned that these are the It's not the material. Enough responsibility that's also left in your trust. So another recommendation is major priorities of ours. So these should be given precedence, and there are some other things that come later. And the next recommendation is that we should have plans. So the sixth comprehensive development plan is really comprehensive, and this is the year to begin that plan. Of course, we have some changes. It was supposed to start last year. So the sixth development plan is an important one, and by the action based on plan. My next recommendation would be whatever we have gained is on the back of people's among themselves. That's we have gained whatever we have gained that way. So we should make polarization. Well, people have different tastes, they have different opinions, very well. Different viewpoints and tastes. Well, people should have those, but they should live peacefully next to each other. So having differences necessarily does not mean fighting or clashes. They could live by each other's side peacefully, and they could have their own opinions and tastes. So we shouldn't stir the situation. Now, there are different those who are against us. If they have any criticisms or comments, but let's hear them. Let them make their comments. But do not be agitated. Well, these are heavy responsibilities, and the way we have so many shortcomings, maybe we're criticized by certain people. We should accept the criticisms. I mean, we should tolerate them. We should also go to the people. You got to go to the people's ranks. You should indirectly link with the people. You should hear them talk. This is what's really important to do. So the reports that we receive, no matter how honest they are and straightforward, but you know, it would be much different from if when you go to the people yourself, you go among them and you get their stories firsthand. That's a total difference. You should also appreciate the revolutionary forces with high incentives. I'm recommending all the authorities. There are forces or revolutionary, you have high incentives. They are the people who come to your assistance and protect the country and defend the country and stand against the enemy. We should appreciate their efforts too. When it comes to international decision making, you should bear in mind that the enemy has done all what it could in order to destroy you. I express, they clearly utter this. There are some people, some officials, and they countries that are standing against us, they expressly utter that they want to destroy the Islamic establishment. You should bear this in mind. And some of them also keep it to themselves. They don't utter it out. But the fact is that it's there. So international interaction should not make us forget the fact that there are some enemies that are hell-bent on destroying us. We should not forget that. And they make use of any excuses. You know, you have some a rocket that carries this satellite to orbit, and they create this havoc. This is some scientific and technical work. This is something that is necessary for any country, and that's something normal and routine. And you just do this scientific thing, and then they raise this propaganda, and you see that these are signs that you need to be more careful. So the response to this should also be well calculated and jihadist. The response to this enmity is just to become stronger. So by becoming stronger, I mean it's not only militarily or security-wise. Of course, we need to be strong militarily, but in terms of economy, culture, we also need to be stronger. When it comes to maintaining the revolutionary and Islamic identity, we need to act more profoundly and to become stronger. This is the response to antagonism. And my last recommendation, we should also rely on God. Rely on God and the promise of victory by God. We should believe that. God says, if you assist him, he will assist you. And elsewhere, he says, God will assist he who assists him. So I want to emphasize this. You are reviving faith. You are trying to establish the faith of God. So this is the victory of God. So you should make sure that the Almighty God will also come to your assistance in the face of all those fights, faiths and religion. That you should not sit on the fence and be impartial. You should know that the future will definitely belong to you. So let's ask the Almighty God to help us win his satisfaction. And also we ask God, well, we have a new government, we have the 12th government, and all of those who are serving the nation, we ask God to help them carry out their heavy responsibilities and make them successful in fulfilling their duties.